It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. Imagine for a moment that you are the other, a member of a group feared because of the violent actions of a few. You've done nothing wrong, you've decried the violence, still your life is affected by the fear or suspicions of those around you. This hypothetical is reality for many Muslims. We wanted to know if and how the lives of Muslims in the Charlotte area have changed since Paris, San Bernardino, and the growing political debate and rhetoric in response to those attacks. So we set out on an experiment. Here's WFAE's Tom Bullock to explain.
Fear. It's a powerful tool in the hands of a politician. And there are some legitimate fears today, especially after Paris and San Bernardino, or Charleston and Colorado Springs, two attacks where the shooter looks just like me, a white male. My daily life didn't change after those attacks. For some Muslims, it's a different story, especially those who wear the most visible sign of their faith, the hijab or headscarf. That is where these two come in.
This is Jamila Entrazi.
My name is Yasmin, also known as Yasmin.
Our experiment was to have Jamila and Yasmin record audio diaries of their life, their experiences, their view of how others see them. And we asked them to ask their friends the same. Here is some of what they sent back. These are their words, their interviews, and their lives. The only male voices you'll hear are politicians.
My name is Yasmin, also known as Yasmin. I am 21 years old. I'm a student. As much as I am Muslim, I'm American. I really don't know any other home but America. Although my skin may be a little bit tinted, although my parents speak a different language, although my parents are from the Middle East, or they may look a little bit different, although my mom wears a headscarf, we are American.
What I'm saying is Syrian Muslim refugees should be resettled in the Middle East in majority Muslim countries.
My name is Deborah Kareem Muhammad. I'm 56 years old. I've been Muslim all of my life. I'm African American. And I just want to say that it's very disheartening to see that people are making assumptions just by what they see in the news. So I would say to you, if you don't know a Muslim, find one, ask one, get to know somebody who's Muslim before you make a judgment.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Hanifa Sheikh. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm 35 years old. For me to wear a hijab is a staple of my religion. I actually enjoy wearing my hijab. I like matching it with my clothes. I like accessorizing. For me, alhamdulillah, after the Paris attacks, I haven't really got any bad feedback or any looks. I didn't do it, so I shouldn't have to apologize for it. I shouldn't have to hide who I am, what I am, what I believe in. I just take one day at a time.
This is Jamila Entrazi. I am 26 years old.
Hi, my name is Deborah Entrazi.
And my mom looks wonderful at 61. Just want to add that.
Well, I mean, Jamila was born and raised and brought up as a Catholic. At first, of course, my husband and I were very, not understanding why she would want to transfer herself into a Muslim. She converted. And she didn't wear
hijab.
She didn't wear it for a while. So we didn't feel too uncomfortable yet. Then she started wearing the hijab. We really felt unsafe for our daughter. Let's face it. I mean, we're still feeling unsafe. Her grandmother is feeling unsafe. She loves her granddaughter, and all the family loves a lot of support there, a lot of support in upstate New York. However, my mother is saying you know, she's worried about her granddaughter, naturally. I mean, there's a lot of situations going on here now. A lot of controversies, a lot of problems, a lot of issues. And we are concerned, we're worried. We love our daughter with all our heart.
This is Doreen Alama. I'm 55 years old. Okay, so I'm a convert. I converted from Christianity to Islam over almost 19 years ago. And it's just sad because every 20 years there's some group that's scapegoated in the United States. You know, it's been part of our history. You know, we had the Japanese, we had the blacks, we've had Italians, we've had Catholics. Every single group has been scapegoated. Right now it's the Muslims. For the most part, I'm still have faith that the majority of the Americans, they'll respect our religion. And I just want us to know that now we are the other being targeted, and it's, you know, I never thought in my life I'd be in this position.
Views and opinions from Charlotte's Muslim community. We'll be using audio diaries to bring you other voices throughout the election year. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.